Poetry on the Radio. Today, K.A. Nelson.
Water, like art. Even when water was scarce, I have never sat on the edge of a bath to sponge my neck. When tank water was low, I stood beside a basin or a bucket of warm water, using a soapy flannel to wash behind my ears, under my arms, between my legs, in that order and as quickly as possible. But in Paris in the 1880s, women sat on the edge of a bath sponging their necks, leisurely, or for a lifetime, their backs to an open door, the curve of their buttocks, the arch of their backs, the hint of breast in shadow, captured in folds of sumptuous colour. So French. Today, as I stand inside Degas' bathroom, behind a woman on the edge of a bath while she sponges her neck, I wonder how much he paid her to pose and whether she knew her beauty, already fading, would endure on this gallery wall in a southern hemisphere well into the 21st century, when water, like art, has become a commodity. In 2016, I went to an exhibition of Edgar Degas' work at the National Gallery of Victoria in Melbourne. As I stood in front of, after Degas' woman seated on the edge of a bath sponging her neck, 1880 to 1895, I mused about where that painting had come from, the Musée d'Orsay, of course, in Paris, and where it was, and what the subject was, and what it had to do with me. And that's where this poem came from. It's in Inlandia, my first collection of poetry that was put out by Recent Work Press in 2018. Molpis demis catarhu. Water, like art. Even when water was scarce, I've never sat on the edge of a bath to sponge my neck. When tank water was low, I stood beside a basin or a bucket of warm water, using a soapy flannel to wash behind my ears, under my arms, between my legs, in that order and as quickly as possible. But in Paris in the 1880s, women sat on the edge of a bath, sponging their necks leisurely, or for a lifetime, their backs to an open door, the curve of their buttocks, the arch of their backs, the hint of breast in shadow, captured in folds of sumptuous colour. So French. Today, as I stand inside Degas' bathroom, behind a woman on the edge of a bath while she sponges her neck, I wonder how much he paid her to pose, and whether she knew her beauty, already fading, would endure on this gallery wall, in a southern hemisphere, well into the 21st century, when water, like art, has become a commodity.
Today we heard K.A. Nelson on Poetry on the Radio. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio. Abre de sona pals.